Alicia.
We're ready.
So on your radio for Culture Shock Radio Shockwave, our weekly podcast bringing you the best in reggae music and more, all based out of the Caribbean. This, of course, is the week that they nominated or mentioned and let out the cat out of the bag. The nominations are official. As of Tuesday, November 24, 2020, the Grammys have announced their nominees for the year. We will get into all of those. We're going to highlight some of the other major awards going around this same time of year for 2020. That, of course, is Mr. Toots and the Maytals with special guest Terry Hall of the Scatolites. He's originally of the Specials, but also featuring the Scatolites and the godfather of rap, Mr. Daddy U Roy, who invented it, a Jamaican who had 7 songs in the top 10 at one time in Jamaica. Lanso on your radio, one of his classics, Never Grow Old, from his only Grammy-winning reggae album of the year, but commemorating him because of his recent passing this year. That is the one he won. He has the most nominations in our category this year for those nominees that are in. Never Grow Old. It was an album. The album was called True Love, an all-star cast, literally all-star. Now we're talking Willie Nelson, Bonnie Raitt, Eric Clapton, Ryan Adams, Jeff Beck, No Doubt, Trey Anastasio, Bootsy Collins, The Roots, and then, of course, there's some of the greats in the reggae music, like Shaggy. There was Razzle. There's Ken Booth, Marcia Griffiths, Bunny Wailer, Ben Harper, Keith Richards. There's also Manu Chao and Out of Germany, Gentlemen. That is the one that won in 2004, and the only time that Toots has ever won for Reggae Album of the Year and as a Grammy. Now, it had some of his great songs like 5446, Bomb Bomb, Time Tough, Pressure Drop, Monkey Man, Sweet and Dandy, Funky Kingston, Reggae Got Soul, some of the great songs of his that are on this album. And I really think that between the song selection and the all-star cast, that really just catapulted him as a big choice in 2004, and that's when he won. God bless his soul, because you know the man has soul, and it's got reggae in it. So, of course, we'll get into the other four, I guess there's five in all, but we'll get into the other four nominees. We're going to highlight a little bit of some of the other award shows. And one that I really like because it keeps it very cutting edge. They're always on the cutting edge of the best reggae act. And for 2020, for the short name, it's the MOBO, which stands for Music of Black Origin out of the UK. They have taken a break. This is their first year back since 2017. We have this year there's actually more nominees out of Jamaica in the reggae and dancehall field than we've probably ever had. Now, in the reggae act, of the best reggae act, we have Buju Banton, Protégé, Lil Ike, Coffee, and Mr. Popcorn. Now, Popcorn also kind of got a little bit of an edge on this one because out of the UK, born to Jamaican parents, who was nominated for Video of the Year for the song By Any Means, her name is Georgia Smith. Great, great, like R&B style singer. She happens to have a song with Popcorn. I think that helped put him on the radar because he was also nominated in Best International Act. Alongside Popcorn was Coffee, who has two nominations because she was also in Best Reggae Act. We kind of were saving that. And the other one is Shensia. So we're going to play the track with Georgia Smith and Popcorn, followed by Coffee's Lockdown on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave. Georgia Smith, Come On Over, featuring Popcorn on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave.
I wish I could read your mind.
I don't know if you want me to come over.
I don't know if you want me to come over. Don't wanna ask, really I should know better. I don't know if you want me to come over. Choose to when you love that. Yeah, love that. I don't know what you have been through, but I work too hard not to lose you, and you know that. Yeah, you know that. And you what's on your mind, that I wouldn't think it's something I've done. Now, if you gave more of your time, yeah, we both might just get what we want.
I'm too scared to love me.
Tell me what I did this time. Why is it I work so hard for you? I wish I could read your mind.
I don't. me to come over.
I don't know if you want me to come over. Don't wanna ask, really I should know better. I don't know if you want me to come over.
It's been a while, smile. You're getting prettier, you're pretty from your juvenile. Wind up your body, girl, your feet can go a couple mile. You have a bad attitude, sometimes you're a crocodile.
This is something that I'm used to. What? I give too much, but I choose to. And yeah, you love that. Yeah, you love that. I don't know what you have been through, but I work too hard not to lose you. And you know that. Yeah, you know that. Me to come over, don't wanna ask, really I should know better. I don't know if you want me to come over. I don't know if you want me to come over. Don't wanna ask, really I should know better. I don't know if you want me to come over.
On FaceTime, chatting up the place, boating on my relationship. Me, I go put you on lockdown. I put your body on lockdown. You got me on lock now. You got my person on lock. Oh, if you love me, you should let me. You should let me. You should let me know. And if you don't know, better feel let me. Better feel let me. I better you let me go.
Pulling up, pulling up, pulling up.
Nobody deal with the bugger long talk. Nothing now, we are chilling in the apartment. Hope you don't mind me asking, where will we go? When the quarantine thing done and everybody touch road. Mommy, me gonna start, pull up in a fast car, yeah. I know fast start, make you want the fast part, yeah. I know you're feeling me. You know I'm feeling you. So what now we for do, yeah.
Say you want trouble, we go Hope Valley. Say you're hoping your love and not just no tally. Make my heart full of some, I love you totally. Do my own thing, I'm in no trouble, nobody.
I'm watching out for the party out. And they did the neighbor, them I watch me now. Swing on me, no miss like Pacquiao. What you feeling for hot coffee, yo? Watch you now, watch you now. All you want talk, but how much you money? Yeah, anything you want, coffee got the money. Yeah, me give you my heart, make you take it from.
Baby, are you feeling me? Yeah. Cause I'm really feeling you. I'ma pull up in my fast car.
Pull up in my fast car.
It's Lanzo on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave, our brand new podcast. And of course, I hope you're enjoying it. Last week was our first week, and we talked about the Reggae Grammy nominees. And we didn't do too bad. We'll tell you about more on the rest of the nominees and how we've fared on our predictions. But we did want to make mention of the Junos, which is basically the Grammys of Canada. Theirs comes out that the submissions were finalized November 9th. So they're still working on their nominees. That takes place in March of 2021. So if we get that information, which we will get that to you and maybe do a little feature on some of the nominees in a future edition. But it's about the Reggae Grammys and the reggae and Jamaican artists that have been nominated for the year 2020. Now, there was a couple other categories that reggae made it into. Now, one of the biggest ones was Mr. Skip Marley and H.E.R. for Slow Down. They ended up winning, getting two nominations for Best Collaboration and Video of the Year. This is the first time a Jamaican has been nominated in two categories in the 33-year history of the Soul Train Awards. Now, they've also been nominated for Best R&B Song at the Grammys. Another interesting nomination is Best Global Music Album. And this is kind of a new name for world music in a way. It's their one of the interesting relative nominees is Burma Boy out of Africa as Afrobeat Sounds with Twice as Tall. And if you keep up on the trends of music, Afrobeats and dancehall have, and even soca, have all three become very similar in sound. So we're saying big up to Burma Boy for that, because the sound is very dancehall at times. Now, the other category that has reggae is something a little bit different. And it just goes to show that sometimes too many things are lumped into one category, like the one we just spoke about. Best Global Music Album. At this point in the game, it seems like Afrobeat should have their own category. And this might be the same case for our next nomination for Best Latin Rock or Latin Alternative Album. Now, Best Urban Alternative Album was a category that Damian Marley was nominated for when he came out with Welcome to Jamrock. Well, in this particular case, Best Latin Rock or Latin Alternative Album is a reggae album, but it's Latin. Coming out of the island of Puerto Rico, this is the world's number one Latin reggae band, and they are great musicians. This is Cultura Profética Sobrevivando, which means surviving. And this album came out November 1st, 2019. And little did they know about the pandemic then, but what a great name, because most of 2020 has been about surviving. This is a great album, a lot of good songs. We're going to play two just to show some versatility from this band and their music and how good they are. The first one is probably the best song off of the album, in my opinion. It's called Llevarte Ahí, which means I'll take you there. And they've got a cover song, one cover song, and it's the only English song, full English song on the album. Remember, Sobre Volando. Basically means surviving. And this one is Llevarte Ahí from Cultura Profética on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave as we look at the Reggae Grammys for 2020.
Colores tu vida. llevar esa luz donde no ha alumbrado todavía. Espero que asientas y no te arrepientas. La carta está puesta y a ciencia cierta de esta no hay vuelta. Hablo por delirio quizá, pero creo ser capaz. Darás un salto al vacío y se hará un río. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. About how she can make it right, yeah.
Showcasing Cultura Profética de Puerto Rico por todos mis niños de Latinos. And this is Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave. As we look at the Reggae Grammys for 2020, the nominations were announced on Tuesday, November 24th. And we're going to start running them down here in a moment. But we do have a couple of things we do got to say that, you know, Drake, who has signed Popcorn to his label, OVO, O-V-O, and one of the MPs out of Jamaica, was one of the people in power, are a little upset that Mr. Popcorn did not get nominated in the Grammys. And as you heard earlier, he got nominated in two categories for the MOBOs, Music of Black Origin. He was nominated for Best Reggae Act and Best International Act. So the UK is recognizing, but the MOBOs are a little bit more cutting edge, as you can always tell by their nominees. Now that is, of course, Cultura Profética, nominated in the Best Latin Rock or Latin Alternative Album, and Love and Happiness, a great song by Mr. Al Green, one of the greatest, and a great rendition. And we're just showing their versatility. That was the only cover and the only English song on this album. They also did Llevarte Ahí, which means I'll take you there, from their album Sobrevolando, basically surviving, release November 1st, 2019. And 2020 has been a year of surviving. So good luck to Cultura Profética. They need to be in the reggae category, or maybe they need to make a Latin reggae one. I don't know. Maybe they'll get some other ones in the Latin Grammys. That's a whole nother division. So we're going to jump into the five nominees for this year's Reggae Grammy Album of the Year 2020. The first nomination comes from Mr. Buju Banton from his album Upside Down. This is his fourth time he's been nominated. He did win right after he went to prison in 2011 for his album Before the Dawn. And definitely not one of his better albums, but I think people were feeling for him. So, you know, I mean, great artist, definitely deserves it. Just think it could have been with a much better album. This one is very well-rounded. Little bit of everything. Reggae, dancehall. He's got the all-star cast with Pharrell, John Legend, just to name a few of the artists on the album. Great production. 20 albums. Or 20 songs on the album. And here's another one. He named this album well before the pandemic. And another way to look at 2020 is Upside Down. By far the biggest song on the album has been Trust. I love the remix with Tory Lanez on Culture Shock Radio's It's a Shockwave, baby.
New style. New style. New flow. New flow.
Damn, open right.
Sorry, thing Chris, yeah, everything Irie. Wrist well icy, chick well spicy. Can't find a dirty girl and call them wifey. Pure get a story like Missy Mikey. Hot gala, tax real pricey. Move real bougie, action movie. All of them have his back shot. Man, I max out, not a shot for no loses. Lady, give me the best thing I know. Let me fuck up. I lick a shot, it broke it hard, and then she touch it up. From the back, me give she a back, cause then me broke it up. She give me the nose, the wickedest slam, I have to cover it up, yeah. Yeah, Louis Vuitton, me and Nike.
Biggie. No, that thing, girl, figgy, coughing, call wifey. Top shutter, so we a move, real spicy. Off one girl, send she home in me whitey. Suck me, so why them me no say not like me? When me come around, I for speak pon me highly. Aki and selfish, make sure it highly. Can't let me wifey, know me have a side piece. Shin say, oh, cop, dumpty and smiley. Bad girl, I move real wildly. Me not trust man, where I move slimy. Come like a push button, pon me like chime me. Oh, yeah.
Me no trust fool, me no old, me no like it. Picture I go round, say Simone, I'm a wife. A fuzzy picture will suggest me a knife. All over Instagram, I fuck with me psyche. Me no trust man, we switch down for your Nike. 6 months him general, and now him say I'm Mikey. Can't trust no man, we claim them as strikey. And them in a video, wanna show people. Them we sell your own, them we sell your own. This whole girlfriends, them me, I tell you about you. Then we send you out, then we send you out. Can't no find them a return code. So family, can't trust somebody. Then we let out your secret. No lend them your things, then we kill you if you keep it. Don't trust somebody when you do things, don't speak it. And them they on social media and leak it. So if you meet a girl and you plan to freak it, if you got her house, make sure you sweep it. I'll find the camera, them anyway she keep it. If she go back you, make sure you peep it. Me no trust phone, me no own, me no lie. Picture I go round, say Simone, I'm a wifey. Be a fuzzy picture, we suggest me a knife. All over Instagram, I fuck with me psyche. Me no trust man, we switch down for your Nike. 6 months him general, and now him say I'm Mikey. Can't trust no man, we claim them as strikey. And them in a video, wanna show people. Then we sell your own, then we sell your own. The soul called friends, then me, I tell you about you. Then we sell your own.
Mr. Bujubantan with his big song called Trust and the remix featuring Tory Lanez. Yeah, massive. Big, big tune. And I'll tell you this. When I was a little kid and used to see James Bond 007 and he'd have those wireless phones. That's basically what they were, those flip phones. I always wonder how he did it. But then revelation comes and it shows. The wireless phones, you can't trust them. You never know what Babylon is up to. Bujubantan's run for the Reggae Grammy for 2020. Of course, it is Trust, his biggest song off of the album Upside Down. Now, what a great, well-rounded album. I would have to say probably the best well-rounded album of the nominees. And you can decide that when the tide comes, when we reveal all the nominees for this year's Grammy nomination of Best Reggae Album for 2020, voted on by their peers. One other quick mention we need to make is Mr. Ziggy Marley, who we said potentially could, or we thought might be a nominee, because pretty much every time he's ever had an album out, he's been nominated. But this year, we didn't do our homework well enough. He missed a cutoff by 18 days. So he will be, or his album will be considered for 2021. Interesting, because the earlier you release them, a lot of times is the easier they forget them. So we'll see how that works out. Now, one of the biggest nominations of the year and one of the biggest success stories comes from a teenager. And he's also been nominated for 2 Soul Train Awards, Best R&B Song, and for, of course, Best Reggae Album of 2020. He is the grandson of the definitive name that represents reggae, Mr. Skip Marley. And if you didn't know, Skip is actually a nickname for Bob, and that's where the name comes from. His song, Slow Down with H.E.R. Her, was a big song. Big, big, big song. Kind of a different style of R&B, but without any further ado, it's his first album, his first nod, and from I heard his first song, this man, young man, just has a lot of talent. Very, very, very prosperous and bright future for this young man. I believe he's only 18. He's somewhere in that range, but it's just amazing what he's accomplished in such a short period of time. Signed to his same label his grandfather was signed to Island Records. Still working with the family label, Tuff Gong International. And this is the song that I really feel helped him with that nomination. On Culture Shock Radio's weekly podcast called Shockwave, it's Slow Down, Skip Marley and Her.
Slow down, girl, let me love you. Darling, I care for you more than my own self. Darling, I share with you all goodness and well. Said we can have just one night, or we can have one whole life if we play it cool. Yeah, we can have that one thing, or we can have everything if our hearts are true. Girl, slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, slow down. Let me get to know you.
Baby, I've been fantasizing. Just looking in your eyes, you know I'm looking for more. And you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this. It's so real, and I love how it feels. I love it when we slowly sway. I love it when we think the same thing. I love the way we move, the way we move. Yeah. We can have every night, yeah. We can have every day. Ooh, I want you to.
Sensual song, very sexy, and because of it, it seems that people have rumored that maybe these two have something going on, but you know, we're not into that. That's their business. But very nice song. That is Skip Marley's bid for Reggae Album of the Year 2020. The actual name of the album is called Higher Place. And one of my favorite songs on the album is the first song. It's with his grandfather, Bob Marley. It's more of Bob kind of talking, but it's just nice to hear something that you never heard from Bob, even if he's just saying a little bit. You know, another big track, you know, it has Rick Ross and Arnie Lennox on it, and it's kind of more urban hip-hop-ish. But, you know, he has that sound. His sound is not just reggae, even though his name says so. But, you know, it's nice. It's nice to hear him, and he's just got a lot of talent, and I think he's going to do very well. Now, as we take you into the third nominee for Reggae Album of the Year, courtesy of the Grammys 2020, this was somebody we were glad we were wrong, if you remember last week. The nominees were announced on Tuesday, November 24th, and this is the one I said, I hope I'm wrong, and I was. The man has an all-star cast on the album, going from Shaggy, who is on three songs, produced the album, brought Sly and Robbie in on a couple of tracks. There's also Inner Circle, who've won a Grammy. There's Estelle, who's won a Grammy. Anthony Hamilton. There's Bounty Killer, Chase Sav. There's... who else is on that album? There's somebody else. Oh, Noah Power. This is his third nomination. He's never had a win, but he did have a win because he was a guest on another album, and we will feature a track. See if you remember this one. But we're going to play what turned out to be the biggest song off of the album. Of course, it was the first single. It's with Shaggy. Was an easy one, a great song, and I really like this album. This album really touches me in many ways. One of my favorite albums. You know, with the addition of this album, I really, really like the nominees. It really kind of changes it in a great way. It's an album, I love the title track, called It All Comes Back to Love, because that's what it's really all about. And this one we're going to feature on Culture Shock Radio. Shockwave is I'm All Right. Shaggy, Maxi Priest, his bid for the Grammy Reggae Album of the Year 2020. Lanzo is all over your radio.
Maxi Priest.
Shaggy.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm all right. I don't care what they say about me, I'll be fine.
Talk to them, Mousy.
Cause the music makes me feel like dancing. And my feet keeps moving to the song. And through the speakers I can hear it blasting. And with the words I got to sing along. Yeah. So many emotions moving.
Yeah.
False pretender. Stop pretending. I hope you receive the love I'm sending. Watch this.
Ain't no use pretending. You don't feel the way I do.
Check it.
With this message that your body's sending, I can tell you wanna do. What do you wanna hide the way you feel inside? You're too late to turn back now. Every little touch it means.
Priest and Shabba. It's a Reggae Grammy flashback from 1992. And Maxi Priest was a part of that album called As Raw As Ever that won the Grammy in 1992, courtesy of Mr. Shabba Ranks, one of two Grammys that he won. So Maxi looking to get his first one this year. And, what are your thoughts? Does he have a chance? Obviously, he has a chance. He's in there. There's four other albums. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a tough one this year. It's a very well-rounded nomination, a category of nominees this year. Everybody has an edge in some shape or form. Now, the next album, we played him at the top of the program from his only Grammy-winning album, True Love, from 2004, Mr. Toots and the Maytals. He's in again this year. He's the man that coined, some say invented, the name and word reggae was spelled a little bit different. You know, there's two stories, and that seems to be the more popular one. But, you know, reggae and Jamaican history is a little vague at times because there's no real documentation of it, especially the older days. Nowadays, there's a little bit more going on. But, you know, Toots also, out of his six album nominations, he did have a Hall of Fame nomination for the album The Harder They Come, or a Hall of Fame win, which basically awards old albums before there was a Grammy and a reggae Grammy at that. And a great album that is. And we'll talk a little bit more of that a little later on in the program, which isn't too far from the end. This is the title track to his album, Got to Be Tough. And I'll tell you, of all the albums, it's probably one of my least favorite because it's the least reggae. It's not a full reggae album. That's one thing you've got to remember. There's also a bid for Toots to be a part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here's the title track to his nomination, Got to Be Tough. Toots Maytals, Toots and the Maytals on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave. To be tough.
It's not so easy
in these times of rough. 2020, I think that's where he got the name, Mr. Toots and the Maytals. Toots Hibbert, God bless his soul. Ja, rest in peace, because the boy definitely got soul. And that's his nod for Reggae Grammy of 2020. Got to Be Tough, title track to the album of the same name. As we take you and wrap it up for another edition of Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave, we've got one nomination left. We're going to let you know our nominees were Buju Banton's Upside Down, Skip Marley, Higher Place, Protégé or Ziggy Marley was... We were kind of tossed between those two. So it ends up having to be Protégé, which didn't make it. Maxi Priest took the place of that. Ziggy Marley's album, More Family Time, didn't make the cut as far as the date. So it will be potentially a nominee, or it will be considered for the 2021 Grammy nominations for next year. Now, Toots and the Maytals is the fourth one. Got to Be Tough. Those three of those four, other than Maxi Priest, were our predictions. Our fifth one was the Wailers, One World. Now, the Wailers are in, and they have had one nomination in the nod for the soundtrack to this of the movie called Marley in 2013. They didn't win, but they have five that are Hall of Fame albums. They are Catch a Fire, One Love, Exodus, No Woman, No Cry, and Get Up, Stand Up. Most of those are songs, so they're not actually album nominees, but they are Hall of Fame entries that are in the Grammys. So the Wailers, One World, is our final entry and still our choice. It's been swayed a little bit. I have to say, I'm liking Upside Down and It All Comes Back to Love. But I'm going to stick with my original prediction for the Wailers, One World. This is One World, One Prayer on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave, featuring Skip Marley again, Shaggy again, Skip's mother, Sadella Marley, and the one that really makes it so international, Farruko, the Latino, is killing it in the pop world and the Latin world. This is how we leave you massive, because this is how we love you. Lanzo on the radio. Thank you for supporting reggae music.
It's the Wailers. Shook it.
Said I said, minute, give me some love.
Hey. One word, one prayer. It doesn't matter what you believe. Some things have to change.
When you wake up, you look, look yourself in the mirror. Doesn't matter who are you or where you come from, man or woman, no worry, no fear. Full of surprises, life can change in a minute. Give a kiss to the one that you love, cause the world turns one way, just one way.
Why people see what they wanna see? Why people hear what they wanna hear? Why people feel what they wanna feel? The blue sky covers us like a single skin. I never see